This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi.
We're chatting about London, and I have been to London once in my whole life.
You've never been.
You've been
once.
You've been to London
once. Yeah. And what did you do?
I'm so jealous.
I was a travel journalist at the time. I wrote an article for the Daily Mirror about travelling to London.
Oh my God.
I'm so jealous.
She's a journalist, ladies and gentlemen.
Just with Emma's personality.
She's a journalist. Very good.
Cilla Black.
Cilla Black.
What a creator at all.
That is very good accent as well.
Oh, she's my
journalist,
idol.
Ladies
a
and
big
gentlemen.
Blind date reference from, I would say, the late 90s.
Yeah.
We've
even gone before the millennium. I would say with Emma's personality, especially with her love, her newfound love again for Dermot Kennedy, you would go to, if you went to London like in the next couple of weeks or whatever, you would be like, I'm never coming back.
Why?
Just because I think you'd just be lost in the bright lights and
surrounding. In the magic of it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to say Dermot's there.
Yeah, so
billboards or what, but it's just Dermot-coded vibe.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Like, Emma will latch onto something, and I think you get on the tube in London and you just be like, I'm never leaving.
The only reason Pippa is not in London is because basically I've nearly all but handcuffed her.
Really?
Like, if we ever rug up, she's gone.
She'd be straight over. All her
friends are there as well.
I am not a huge fan of London, because a lot of people said to me, it's like, oh, would you not go back to the UK? Would you not go work in London? I just feel like I would never, no matter how long I have
lived
in London, I just feel like a constant tourist.
They're not nice. It's fucking massive.
Yeah.
And it's the most expensive place in the world. Shithole.
I think if you find an area that suits you to live in, like whether it's out east or up north, whatever.
Yeah, you find your people.
And you don't have to go in central much, and you don't go out in central, and you find a nice group of friends, I think it can be an amazing place.
Or just stay local.
Honestly, yeah. Like, I lived in Hackney, and you would have never needed to leave. It was like absolutely gorgeous, and it didn't feel like
Hackney
London.
Hackney is quite central, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, but you wouldn't be, oh, I better go out on the town in Soho. It
what
would be like, I'll stay. 2 or 3 but I did come home, like I didn't have a good time over there, and it is tough to make friends, but if you have a nice group, like it can be a great place to live.
Pippa's mates live in Kensington.
Oh, very nice, fancy.
I stayed in Kensington a couple of years back when I went to
house,
see
the fucking cost of it, £7,000 a month.
I
went to see a show in the Albert Hall, which is kind of around there. No, this was a couple of years back. And I stayed in Kensington, and it was just, you walked in and it was unbelievably posh.
Yeah.
If I had the money, I'd like Chelsea. Chelsea's a nice spot. Do you know what I mean? But like, I don't think I'd bother. I just don't think. I'd prefer to spend my money in somewhere like posh in Dublin. And like live on a nice road in Dublin. They say live on like, do you know what I mean? Like Palmerston Road or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Or live on Shrewsbury Road than to live in like
You're talking
Chelsea.
The blue Monopoly.
Yeah.
Tiles.
That's the thing. That's what I was saying. Like I've done nearly 8 years here, and I would not think of being torched. Like I know the place like the back of my hand now. But I think 8 years in London, and you would just be like, I'm on the district.
I do like turning the corner and there's something going on.
Yeah.
I do like that. Cool.
You'd love a couple of skyscrapers.
Yeah. I completely agree. Anyway, good luck.
Bye. 1038
Dublin.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome to Tuesday.
Hey, what's
Good
happening? How are we?
How are you? I have breaking news from the south side of Dublin.
Oh, breaking news.
It's very, very breaking.
Okay.
It's pretty big. I was out in Dunleary yesterday with my friend Helen and her baby, Sadie, and we were going to walk the pier.
Helen, Sadie, and Fiona.
Why
in
is
Dunleary?
I think Sadie is the most Southside baby
Sadie.
Name ever. Yeah.
Do you think? I think there's a few of them around now.
That's what I'm saying.
All over.
It's become so posh. It's become so proper now. Like everyone everyone that I know who lives in the Southside knows
a baby
Sadie. Called Sadie.
Yeah. So true. And if you don't know the baby Sadie, it's probably you. So we were about to walk down the pier, and Sadie would just scream anytime we took a step further.
Oh.
She was not vibing with the pier at all. So I was kind of like walking backwards to try and be like, because like she likes
that. But
she just gave up. And then Helen was saying her friend Alana's dog also screams anytime they try and go down the pier, and they have to distract the dog, and like then the dog will be halfway down the pier without
before
realizing.
It remembers.
So there's something happening with dogs and babies
and
that, that hasn't reached us yet, but I think the pier in Dunleary is cancelled.
No, but there is kind of a sixth sense among babies and dogs with
they cop these things first.
I hope it's not on the you know, on the brink of implosion.
I think we're about to find its own tweets.
My dog wouldn't go to Tesco.
Well, yeah, I mean Tesco
and
is
still doing me fine.
Spins on. You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
This was obviously making headlines more so over the weekend, but I just love the name that he went for under his pseudonym. We're talking about Harry Styles. He completed the Berlin Marathon and making headlines for a few different reasons. His timing was amazing.
Yeah, 3 hours under, wasn't it?
Just under three hours.
Insane.
Yeah. Unbelievable. He did the Tokyo Marathon in March and his time there was 3:24 and he came in this time at 2:59. How he managed to cut that much time off, I don't know.
He will do anything to not bring out new music.
Yeah.
Like another marathon, yes. I think, is what the people want from
but
me,
that's
Harry
like
Styles.
Really with the elite athletes that kind of a time, which is unbelievable. Fair play to him. But what I loved about this was he entered the race under a pseudonym, and that pseudonym was Stead Sarandos.
Oh,
Stead Sarandos. It's very Greek.
That's a bit of fun.
Yeah, like Stead, I don't think is real. Like, it's just about a name that you'd be like, all right. That, as in, I don't know a Stead, if you know what I mean.
I don't know a Stead either.
I don't know. And Sarandos as well. But yeah, people were then obsessed and, you know, the way you can check like all the stats of someone's run when they finally figured out his name and who leaked what name you went in under, I don't know. But it's very, I like it. It made me think, because I know recently you were telling us an excellent story about Alan Carr and how he
has fake names for if a hotel, like when he's staying at a hotel when he's touring, because I did tour support for Alan Carr 2 or 3 years ago and I was trying to check into the hotel in Cork and they were like, there's no Fiona Frawley staying here. And
so it was, he gave you a fake name as well.
He gave me a fake, I'm like, yeah, everyone's going to be looking for me in Cork trying to pat me as I arrive.
But what, he put you down as Mrs. Funny.
Mrs. Laughter with two F's. Sorry now, Alan, if that's the name you always use. Code has been cracked.
Mrs. Laughter, that's excellent. I was looking at hotels and travel and other celebrities and what they go in as. Tom Cruise, very strange one. He tends to check himself in as Cage Hunt.
Sorry, these are actual, like, they've gone public with these. That's kind of stupid.
All or over maybe the years.
Maybe the receptionists have gone public
with it. Totally. That's so someone down in the Kingsley in Cork going, well, do you know what he said now?
Cage Hunt. Cage I'm like, Hunt at random. Least make it, that makes try me think, and make it sound real.
Yeah. That makes me think Nicolas Cage is coming.
He's so true.
Not Tom Cruise.
True. Brad Pitt apparently used to check himself in as Bryce Pilaf.
Okay.
Like, that's just stupid. No one's called Bryce Pilaf.
I don't mind it as much as the last one.
Yeah.
Cage.
Well, this one's going to annoy you then because, again, there's just, again, it kind of comes with Mrs. Laughter in a way. Angelina Jolie often checked herself in back in the day, I think this is in the noughties, as Miss Lollipop.
Okay.
See, I think if I was that famous, like if I was Angelina Jolie, I'd check myself in as Angelina Jolie.
Because people are like, there's no way.
No one would ever believe it's you.
True, true. Beyonce would often go by Ingrid Jackson. Justin Bieber has checked himself in at hotels over the years as Chandler Bing, which I love.
Oh, that's fun. That's good.
Nah, that's our Justin.
He's always having a bit of crack.
And then, when it comes to medicals and those of the three ladies I'm about to mention, those who have given birth, the ones who've given birth have gone in to like do the job under different names as well.
Oh, yeah.
Kate Winslet used the name Cadenza Jones.
Okay.
And this is my favourite. Julia Roberts went in and gave birth as Susie Underpants.
Susie Underpants.
Excellent. Emma Watson then, for any medical, she'd go in as Catherine Windsor.
It just makes it more awkward. Like, what do you do? Like,
I know.
Remember, like, back in the day, you'd order Domino's and you'd, like, call the name Ben Dover.
Yeah.
And like, then you were terrified it wasn't going to arrive. Because you're like, oh, they're going to think it's a...
You're like, I really bent over.
It's
for
like,
it.
That's like my real credit card details, but it's not a real name.
Yeah, they could have been a bit more humorous with it, I suppose. But
Catherine Windsor, though, is that not like Princess Kate?
Yeah, she's taking the mick out of the royals.
Okay,
Catherine
I'm
Windsor,
like, that just hit me.
Yeah. A total play on royalty there from Emma Watson. Mm. But yes, I think my favourite so far is Stead Sarandos.
Stead Sarandos, shout out.
Yeah,
I would want to know his stats.
2 hours, 59 minutes. Well done, Harry.
Go on, Stead.
It's Jazzy, it's Spin.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Spin, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
Hello.
Lads, I'm a bit nervous, right? Because I think I have a stalker.
Oh, yeah?
and it's not something I'm okay with. I thought, you know, I thought I'd be all right with it. She told me like 10 years ago, oh, you have a stalker. I'd be like, that's kind of cool. I must be doing well.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that well, and I still have a stalker. the worst thing is I know the person.
Oh, right. Apparently, that's the worst. Keep your friends
closer and your enemies closer.
Yeah,
Dave,
stalker.
Is it your mom?
No, it's not my mom. It's Emma's old housemate, Emer. And,
oh, my God.
Do you know what's the worst part of Emma's old housemate, Emer, stalking me?
What?
I've never once seen her.
She's good at what she does.
The only reason I know that, and do you know what? Now that I say the story, I'm like, oh my God, Emma could just be making this up to make me paranoid. That's a really good way of like tripping me up, you know. Just kind of totally make me paranoid. Because at random points throughout the day, Emma Nolan might just say to me and she'll go, you went for a run yesterday? I was like, yeah, I was. Emer saw you. I was like, okay. Yeah, she ran right past you. She waved at you. I was like, that didn't happen. First off, I know what Emer looks like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You get on really well with Emer.
I get on really, really well with Emer. So yeah. I was looking, I'd be running. I look at people's faces when I like run. It's
kind of weird.
It's a thing I do though. It's like as a person, as soon as I remember faces, I see faces all the time. And so I have never, ever once seen Emer out for a run.
She sees you all the time.
Next week, oh, you were out for another run yesterday. Yeah, I was. Were you there? No, Emer saw you again. I was like, right, okay. Then on Friday or Thursday or one of the days, Emer went out for drinks with Emma and said to her, saw Dave in the gym there on Friday.
What?
And I was like, and then Emma said this to me yesterday. And I'm like, I'm getting nervous now. I went to the gym yesterday. Yeah. And I was genuinely just going up to people, checking if they were Emer.
Are you Emer?
Because
take
like,
off your cap.
There was a person with a cap. I was like, that's Emer. Has to be Emer.
My favourite part of the Emer stalking you situation is that she only stalks the fitness side of you.
Yeah. Which is
she's never seen
bizarre.
You in the pub. She's never seen you getting a takeaway.
Yeah.
She's never seen you anywhere but running or in the gym, to the point where she made sense of the fact that she hadn't seen Dave running in a while when she saw him in the gym by going, ah, he's obviously back in the gym now. He's not doing the running as much, you know?
Which is absolutely insane. Because
I actually spoke, it's funny you mentioned this, because I actually went to Emer's house yesterday and I mentioned this. I was like, yeah, Dave's getting a bit freaked out that you keep seeing him places.
I haven't seen her once.
Yeah.
Or the other and I'm like, around, tell her to come up to me.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. When she saw you in the gym the other day, she was like, do you know how paranoid I was? Because after I saw him in the gym, I went to the sauna and I was like, sitting in there going, geez, I kind of hope he doesn't walk in here now, because it'll be the second time he's seen me half naked.
Why? When was the first?
Please contact.
The first time was, and we were really laughing about this yesterday. I was like, that'll be the second time he's almost seen you in the nip. The first time was, we were invited to go to the spa day.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Dave and his friend Ben and me and Emer that went in the end. And it was real awkward because we were all off doing our own massages and stuff. And we were so lucky and treated like kings and queens for the afternoon. But at the end, you were invited to like the chill out room, which had a jacuzzi and all in it. And it was just so weird. It was just me and Emer in like swimming togs and then Dave and Ben in just like their swimming shorts.
Me and Ben did not find that awkward. We were dive bombing into the jacuzzi. We were happy out.
No, it's so weird.
You have the girls like being like, will you just turn around, guys, while we get changed, whatever. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
No, it's not safe.
I have a stalker. Her name is Emer, and she refuses to come up to me even though we know each other quite well. So I'm like, Emer, this needs to stop, please. It's just kind of panicking me, and it's just getting to the point where I'm not even paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm running 3K, but in my mind I'm like, is that Emer?
I'm not good at past the time of running. I'm trying to think like where is like healthy, where she can see you next. Like she sees you at the gym, sees you at run. Maybe she's like going to see you at the like therapy waiting room.
Yeah, I'll go into Trinity next. Or
yeah.
For a master's.
Yeah, just never your Tuesday pints and spice bags.
Oh, never. This is great, honestly. But if my mom could move to where Emer is, that'd be great because she'd think I'm less of a mess.
You know what I mean? No, she's like, God, if I don't see him running, he's in the gym. This fella's unstoppable.
This is great.
Did you hear she got away?
I heard.
Did you?
She did. But
is your hate for that end of that song?
It goes on for a minute and 20 seconds.
That's okay. It's fantastic. Her vocal range is excellent. She's allowed to sing for a minute and 20 seconds, but she sounds like that.
All right, music teacher.
It's so good. I'm sick of the hate for it.
I was going to say something. I've been meaning to say this to you, Emma, because maybe this changes your mind. At Electric Picnic. So she had like all the lyrics up of that song on the screen.
Oh, for God's sake, how many lyrics are there?
Well, sometimes it would say she's got away, like one word, like AW. A-Y, but sometimes it would say she's got a way, like she's got a way about her. So that's why she says it so much. Is she saying two things?
Does that make it interesting?
Now I bet you feel silly. And also, just while the Subway was playing, I randomly got, like, on my phone, on Instagram, a Chapel Rowan lookalike contest. It looks like it happened. It happened in some sort of fake Statue of Liberty installation, because all the girls are like up in the like flame of the Statue of Liberty.
Gotcha, yeah,
but
yeah.
It also looks like it's just in some factory. Oh, there they are. See?
Oh, class. Okay. Yeah, no, she made some fun headlines over the last few days. She was performing the other day, and she obviously, you know, the way sometimes they do this in costume where they kind of rip off their shorts or whatever.
Yes,
the case, maybe.
Tear away.
And as she turned to kind of walk back up the stage, she got sight of herself in the projector or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And she saw and went, oh God, I thought, like, she thought she was wearing her knickers, but she had a thong on.
Yeah.
And she got an awful fright herself. She was like, oh God.
She had the full arse.
She was like, I looked up at the screen and there's my arse.
Oh my God, yeah. I love that.
And then another moment from one of her gigs recently was some girl in the crowd, like, flashed her boobs at her.
Yeah.
And Chapel got so distracted she forgot the lyric.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
But if a good pair of boobs, like.
I can't tell you how many times Fiona or Emma has flashed me and I've totally forgotten.
We're always at it.
Yes, getting on. There were some demon hunters on the telly last night, but they weren't very successful. The traitors are still going undetected.
Right, before we go any further, shall we do this thing?
Yes. Spoilers ahead. So you've been warned.
Major spoilers.
If you haven't watched last night's episode.
Who didn't watch last night's episode? It was Emma. What was the first thing she said this morning? I want spoilers.
Yeah, tell
Emma,
me everything.
Emma is such a position of power in the world. She doesn't mind things being spoiled for her.
Yeah.
That's like, you fear nothing.
Yeah.
And I think it's incredible.
I'm not going to like bother trying to avoid things on my phone today. I was like, tell me who's gone. What's the story? Tell me everything, because then I'll look forward to watching it when I go
home.
We'll
do it. And do you know who else will do that? Mm-hmm. The RTE Player Instagram. They show the banishment and they say in the caption, spoilers ahead. And it's like,
people are reading the caption before they're seeing
they
the post?
See, like, the ex has
their
been banished
over their screen.
Yeah, so they can get to the caption quickly.
They do need to just go, like, just put a tiny 5-seconder up.
Yeah, or do a carousel or whatever.
Yeah.
Also, producer Callum hasn't seen, but look, for the love of the show, we have to talk about it.
Yeah, spoilers in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so fan favourite Wilkin cut down in his stride, brutally
struck down his
murdered.
Prime.
Oh, no one saw it coming, especially not Wilkin, because I don't think he realised he was actually on the show.
Oh, poor Wilkin, man.
Four words all say.
He's been all at it, but he's just been
so wrong. It's
incredible, like the level of kind of, I suppose, unself-awareness that Wilkin had was honestly amazing. I bet that man sleeps like a baby.
Oh,
every
for
night.
Sure. Yeah, like 100%. I'd love to know, and I know we've mentioned this on the show here before, but like, because we have ads on RTE, unlike the UK version that don't have ads, we don't get a lot of, say, quote unquote, B-roll. We don't know the contestants and their backstories
very well.
Yet.
Yeah.
So Wilkin is like, even some of them you pick up a little bit of their background, mm-hmm. like, you know, you're one from Cork and all.
Yeah.
But Wilkin, I don't know him from Adam.
That's it. He's such a man of mystery.
Yeah,
and last night was actually a good episode for finding out people's backstories, because towards the end of the episode after the banishment we did the banquet.
I wish we
could have seen Wilkin at the banquet.
It would have been amazing.
Like, what would he have revealed? What is going on
every time Wilkin wrote down a name, I was wondering, did he know what was going on, or did he think he was writing the name tag?
I'd say
like
most
that.
Times he probably had to get like he probably put Siobhan's name down a good few times.
They had to give him like a crayon as well. Yeah.
So just tell me this now. So Faye's gone. I did see a clip of her leaving.
Terribly
upset.
Oh, it was awful.
She was really
so
upset. It's just,
I think, because it was a full house. Every single person voted for her.
And
her friends Nick and Ben were even voted for her, and they were obviously the traitors, but like, she was like, "Yous are my friends. I can't believe."
Yeah, that was the real. That was the real kicker. That was kind of like carrying out throughout the episode. Mm. Oyen, there was like heat on her throughout, and she was upset because, like,
Oyen was upset.
Yeah, because they're all mates with Nick and Ben. It was very difficult.
Vanessa and Faye went at each other.
They really did.
Really.
And Oyen was saying, I know that the two of yous will never vote for Faye, so it's probably going to be me kicked out tonight. And she was really upset. Like, she had to leave. This was just like in the castle before they ever got to the round table. So it was very shocking that Nick and Ben went for Faye, but they had to.
I didn't watch the banquet. I went to bed after the round table. Yeah.
Okay.
What
happened? Good. They just talked about their lives. A lot of like really interesting stories there. Like, Vanessa was in direct provision for 8 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What?
8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
She's incredible.
Ben, I worked with Vanessa before at, do you remember I used to do some hosting stuff with the FAI?
Oh yeah.
And she's obviously a football player as well.
Yes.
And
I
met her at one of those recently. Not recently. That must be 6 or 8 months ago.
Yeah.
She's really fun.
She has
really
an unbelievable story. Yeah, yeah. She went to America then to play football. She tore her ACL. So she's been through a lot. They all have. Like, they all have amazing stories. They're all obviously very deserving. Nick and Ben both had kids very young. That's how they've kind of been bonding. And it was quite emotional.
You have to give it to Nick and Ben. I think they're deserved winners, to be honest.
Do you think? Yeah. See, this is the interesting position that we go into. We've got two alliances. We've got Vanessa and Oyen. We've got Nick and Ben. Kelly's in the middle. She trusts no one.
Yeah.
So say if it did get down to the final fire pit and Kelly was there, like, I feel like she'd be throwing in, for context, when you get to the final fire pit, you throw in red powder if you believe there's still a traitor there, and then everyone has to vote again. You throw in green powder if you believe there's no traitors left and you're happy to share the money. So I feel like one person will be banished now.
Yeah.
There'll be one more final round table and we'll get to the final with four. So I'm hoping that one of those groups gets broken up. There is heat on Nick, so I think Nick could go tonight. Maybe will Ben sacrifice him? I don't know.
I think, yeah, I'd be really intrigued as to what happens. It is the final tonight.
I haven't actually checked. Is it like an extra long one tonight or anything?
Oh,
or, I don't know.
Let's have a look.
Bring it on. Enjoyed it. I think they smashed it. I really hope they come back for a second season in Ireland.
Oh my God, 100%.
They're already looking for entrance.
Are they?
Yeah,
good news, because I was listening to a podcast, you know, Shrine Pod.
Yes, so good.
And they're covering it brilliantly. And they were like, you know, because it's such a big cost. You're like, really, really hope.
Yeah, they didn't hold
bring
back,
it back
now.
But they're definitely confirmed that they're doing a second season.
Shout out to Centra for bringing in the crosshairs.
Well done.
keeping Slane Castle in curtains.
Oh, lads, big night tonight. Here's Alex Warren, Ordinary. What? That's spit. The holy water's watered down. We were just mentioning the traitors. And I was just thinking, because we've been chatting loads over the last few weeks about, would you rather be a traitor or be a faithful? And I've also had conversations with Emer, my friend, who's been being mentioned a lot this morning, about if you were a traitor, who would you love to be in there with you? And I was like, my mom or dad. I'd love that.
Oh my God, no
really?
Nightmare.
What do you mean?
Oh my God.
Shame, leaves him alone.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying your parents. I'm saying my parents. Like, I couldn't deal if I was a traitor with my parents.
Imagine you and Don.
Don would be like, I feel like Donna give it away so easy.
Do you think?
My mom is a crap liar. Like, she really thinks
what
she's
a horrible
subtle
thing to say about your mother.
No, look, she knows. Mags, if you're listening, she thinks she's subtle if she's like talking about someone, and then she'll turn around and be like, hi, and I'm like, everyone knows. Like, what?
All right, well, give us one name. Who you want to win tonight? I'm going to say Nick.
Oh God, I'd say Oyen.
I think Nick's going to leave. I think Nick's going to be voted out, and I think Ben's going to win. But I would love to see Oyen win as well.
Very
interesting.
Good.
1038.
Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello.
Hi.
Guys, I went to see Dermot Kennedy last night and,
where was he?
Relaxed.
Was he just
in love with him again?
Was he just in
8 a.m. like?
Oh my God. I think I owe him an apology. I feel like I've been taking the mick lately, and we were doing the whole like, oh, he performed at Electric Picnic, he'd come out of your fridge at this stage, where else will he pop up? Guys, he's the most incredible artist of our time.
Don't be a licker.
Honestly, no, guys, like, I was just stunning. He is doing this string of smaller shows at the moment, mm-hmm. A Promised Return, so he's in the Olympia last
night. Is that because he can't sell out bigger ones, because you could just see him anywhere? You go to your friend's birthday, boom, Dermot Kennedy. Go to a wedding, boom, Dermot Kennedy.
He'd sell out 3 arena, wouldn't he?
Of course he would. Yeah. Come on, have a bit of respect for the
man.
I'm
just saying.
Of course.
Just the lyricism. It just felt biblical. I didn't cry.
Biblical? That's the Liam Gallagher's thing.
Well, sorry. It did feel a bit biblical. Okay. It was just stunning. To the point where my boyfriend Jack's onto me, there was a few bits like on the backdrop last night in the set.
Yeah.
And it was like in Dermot's handwriting. And he's looking for this particular line that was on the set, but every photo that we got last night, there was covered by like a cello or whatever.
Right.
And he's like, will you get onto Dermot there and ask him, as if I can, he doesn't know Instagram, Jack. He thinks if you message him on Instagram, they'll just get back to you.
Oh my God.
He was
he's
like, will you message
boomer.
Dermot there and ask him for a scanned version of what was on screen last night because I want to get something tattooed.
And that to go with his New Grange tattoo. He's going to have a full sleeve at this stage.
Honestly, I swear to God, the New Grange tattoo is on one arm now at the moment. I woke up this morning and because Jack gets up about 40 minutes after me, I just was like, do you definitely have an alarm set yet? Yeah. And he was like, no, will you set one there for me? I picked up his phone. Dermot Kennedy is now a screensaver.
Mother of God.
I was like, when did you even
it
do that?
It actually just might be getting to the point now where we have to say, Jack's a bit odd.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Jack, we're glad that you love Ireland, but we've got to set some limits here.
Like, he just had a standard screensaver for as long as I've known him, like whatever came with the phone, and he went out of his way last night. You've Dermot on the left, the kind of quote he was looking for on the right. As his official screensaver.
Shut up.
He is enamoured.
That is
absolutely blown away.
That's pretty cute.
It is adorable.
I mean, it wasn't Newgrange, is kind of shocking. It's he went to Newgrange and Dermot Kennedy within a week, and he decides, no, Dermot will be the screensaver, not the beautiful fields of Mead.
Dermot is the incredible feat of engineering that no one knows how they managed to pull off.
Can you take your shoes off in the cinema? Yay or nay, okay? Send us over a yay if you think that is perfectly socially acceptable. Send us over a strong nay if you think I'm disgusting. I was at the Lighthouse Cinema the other day for the House of Guinness screening. And just for context...
God, not at something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But just cinema in general, okay? Because I would do it regardless anyway. But particularly because...
The light is too fancy.
Classy. Yeah. Paul Mescal's been in there.
It was in Smithfield, and for the first time this season, I wore ankle boots.
A boot heel.
I haven't worn a boot heel now, I'd say.
Okay.
What's a boot heel? Just like boots.
Just boots.
It's in the name. It's a boot with a heel.
Right. And do you know what? Not as complicated as I thought.
Yeah, sometimes things are simple.
I hadn't worn like any kind of heel of any kind in a long time. And obviously when you're going up to Smithfields and you know, you're living out in Rathfarnham, there's a lot of traipsing around to get where you need to be.
Yeah.
So by the time I actually sat down, like, I mean, my feet were on fire.
Hanging.
Like it was so sore. And the urge to just not have my feet stuck at this angle was... Yeah. Really intense.
It's amazing being a guy and just always wearing runners.
Yeah.
Like, this is just fantastic. I don't know
how
lucky. You used to do it.
I was just, and I was conscious I was at a screening, but as I say, drop that. Cinema in general, it doesn't matter. I was like, I actually can't be here for the next, because I didn't know if we were going to see one episode of the show or two, and they said, this is two episodes. And I was like, my feet can't last that long.
Agony.
But you were sitting.
I was sitting, but my feet were still at the angle because they're stuck in the boot.
Right.
Yeah,
okay,
she needed release.
You're not putting any pressure on the boot, so I thought it wouldn't be that sore.
You try hold your foot at a weird angle for the next 2 hours as if you're wearing a heel.
Oh, okay, right.
You know what I mean? It's
like
stuck.
I still would. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Right. So anyway, point is,
I just
think it's a bit much, you know.
I whipped them off.
Yeah.
And Jack, honestly, the look of disgust I think will haunt me for the rest of my life. He turned to me and was like, no, you're not serious. And I was like, but you're what? Like, I'm just in the cinema. Like, it's grand. No one can see. And he was like, he was mortified. Couldn't even look at me. I think at one point he's just like arm kind of like on my same armrest, like touching off me. He literally like moved.
Slowly pulls it back.
Like, get away from me, you sicko.
Oh.
So with that in mind, I'd love to know what you think. Shoes off in the cinema. Am I rotten or is that fairly normal?
No, you're absolutely rotten.
Really?
You are disgusting. Yeah.
I thought that was a fairly normal thing people did.
No, like, and the next thing you'd be doing it on a plane, and like, I just don't understand. Like, that would freak me out if I was just sitting beside someone and I just look down and they have even their socks on. Like, I just can't. I don't understand how people can do that so freely. And like, you know, if you had boots on or whatever, there's probably a little bit of sweat in there. So as soon as them boots come off, the pile.
I was thinking that now.
I did check and there was no smell.
How did you check?
Because I would have smelt it from where, because they're attached to my legs.
If it's a boot on an opaque tight, which I'm assuming was the look you went for.
It actually wasn't.
Oh, was it not?
So it was socks. I can guarantee
it was
sports
socks. Oh,
okay.
Well, then it's less likely to pop.
Exactly. An opaque tight, I wouldn't even dream of it.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's a sweaty, it's an environment for sweat.
Sorry, you sweat more in tights.
I think with the tight rubbing off the like leather boot, I think it would be more of a home of a sweat factory.
Just a quick one, just throwing it out there, I would never, ever, ever raw dog a tight. I'd always put a sock underneath.
Put a sock on. That's smart. Mm. That is smart. I think there's a few stipulations to this because it's the premiere. I sense there was people all around you, like which is I'm not sure about.
Well.
And that's the main one. If there's no one in the row beside you, I take them off.
I think
it's grand.
Going.
And I've taken my shoes off on a plane before. Ooh. Sorry.
That's disgusting. It's the fact that it's the Lighthouse, which is the fancy cinema. It's the fact you're on a screening.
Well.
It's the fact that Anthony Boyle was in the room.
That's true.
Doesn't matter. Again, I was asking for cinema in general, etiquette at the cinema.
And you're also representing Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Oh, get
yes,
grip.
You're representing our show. I think, yeah, if it was a regular movie and if there was no one around you, I think it's grand. But
it's
the fact that
okay.
Anthony Boyle was there you weren't in tights. But yeah, there was people all around you. I don't know.
What do you think? Shoes off in the cinema? Yay, let's do it. Nay, you're gross. 087-711-1038. Taking your shoes off in the cinema? Yay or nay? I did just that the other day. Now, in my defense, I was wearing heels boots for the first time this year. My feet were on fire, so sore, couldn't cope. And I was like, I'm actually not enjoying myself.
Is they always like this? Like, are they always this sore?
No. Is they always like this?
It was actually, I got a different pair of boots. I'm actually going to sell them because they're awful.
Well, I have a website for you to sell them on.
Vintage.
Yeah,
I know. I am going to move. They were awful.
Right.
You know, the way,
you're not putting them on again.
No, never again. No, they were awful. And anyway, I took my shoes off. My fellow was beside me. He was absolutely disgusted.
Oh, I'd be so embarrassed.
God, it was gross.
Was there someone sitting the other side of you?
Yeah.
Ah.
We're asking yay or nay. Can you take your shoes off in the cinema? Standing by there is Kira. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I was actually going to add a voice note to my situation because I need to tell you about it.
What were you going to say in your voice note?
Okay, so Joey, it's always raining in Ireland. I wore, back in the day, and flares weren't a thing, but now they are. But I wore flared jeans and it was raining and it like went all the way up my leg. So I was soaking in the cinema.
Street
and
catchers.
I was shivering. But I took off my shoes and with my wet socks and my wet jeans and I still did it.
Well,
go on, Emma.
Disgusting.
You're a big yayer on this.
I didn't realise we had such disgusting listeners.
You'd nearly have to take off the jeans if you wanted to get really comfortable.
Yeah, true.
You can't sit in them for 2 hours.
I was shivering.
Yeah,
that'd be all right with.
So you're willing to go with that extreme when there's probably a bit of a pong going on. So on a normal day today, if you're going to an IMC, your shoes off.
Yeah.
Nice exactly. one. Perfect.
Right. Smell.
Thanks, Kira.
Thanks, Kira.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye. Bye-bye. So then other situations. Say, for example, you're getting a quick flight to Edinburgh.
No.
I think it's fine.
If you're in the air, shoes should be on.
Okay, what if you're traveling to Dubai?
If you're in the air, shoes should be on.
Right, okay. What about under your desk in the office?
Oh.
If you're in a chair, shoes should be on.
In some cultures, it's good manners to take your shoes off.
True.
So,
what about in a restaurant?
What?
Ah, no.
I just kind of can't believe you want to take your shoes off.
That's not hygiene.
Like putting down your sock on, like, what if you stand on something sticky?
What about you're visiting your friend's house and you're watching a movie?
Fine.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so that's fine. So it's public you've got the issue with. Are we just
in a sitting room, you can take your shoes off. That's absolutely fair enough. You probably shouldn't be wearing them there in the first place.
Okay, what about a long bus journey?
Nope.
No, I wouldn't be going socks on the bus.
Come on,
no.
I've done it.
If it's a piece of transport and you're not in the front seat of your own car while it's parked, you can't wear it.
Then you'll take your
shoes off.
You're not allowed to drive with those shoes on, didn't you?
Is that true? Oh yeah, you're not insured or something.
I don't think you'd be insured. You're not insured if you drive in heels.
But just think of that as the same. You're not insured in the cinema if you take your shoes off.
Did you want to take your bra off as well a little bit?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And that would have been less obvious. I would have gotten away with no problems. Now, we've been chatting this morning. Can you take your shoes off in the cinema? I was saying, hell yeah. And I did it last week, but a lot of people discussed it with me, in particular Dave. We were chatting about other places. Is it okay to take your shoes off? Long haul flights on a train or bus, etc.
Any public transport is a kneel for me.
Kneel. Luke is there this morning. What's your thoughts on all this, sir?
Depends where you are, but certain places it'd be all right, you know.
Like where, Luke? Like where?
Well, for me, being a farmer, I drive a tractor, and I don't wear my boots in the tractor.
In the tractor.
Oh, wear your boots in the tractor.
You're in the tractor in your socks, Luke.
I feel like, Luke, that's absolutely fair enough. You're the only person in the tractor.
That's true, yeah.
And is this when you're on the fields, like you're ploughing or whatever?
Oh, yeah, I'm the fields, on the road, anywhere.
Oh, you see, we must say now, RSA.ie, always drive responsibly.
Isn't it gas that, like, you just, that's driving responsibly, is you have to have shoes on.
You have to have, yeah.
It must not be sore on your little feet.
But Luke, I'm sure you have a good strong foot now from all that farming, and it's probably well able to take
and
on.
I'd say it stinks. Don't take it out of in the cinema.
Surely, because, no offence, but like tractors, like, because you're in and out from, like, I'd say the ground's a bit rough, is it, in the actual tractor itself. So I'd say the socks are pretty manky after the day, are they?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, shoes up on the tractor.
I'd honestly continue to wear shoes in my own house if that was the case then. Do you know what I mean? But if they're going to be that filthy after the tractor and after working so hard, I'd be like, nah, I might never take these off again.
Well, Luke has to take his shoes off in the house.
In your case, Luke, if they're off for the tractor, I'm sure they're off for the cinema too.
Up!
You never know.
Nice one. Thanks, Luke. It's the weekend. Dancing and Flame from Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Huh? It's only Tuesday.
I was literally just thinking that.
What do you
mean?
We're
the only people to ever think
that. You said it's the weekend. I said I wish.
I was like, do you wish you were dancing in flames? That's a bit dark, I thought.
Yeah, I want to be on fire.
Welcome on into Top 10 Tuesday. Okay, this is our favourite part of a Tuesday.
It is.
And essentially what's going to happen here, in case you're new to this, I'm going to give you a topic, I mean you, Dave, you, Fiona, and you listening. And your job between you is to fill out what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, in the past, we've done things like the last 10 performers at Croke Park. We've done the least populated counties in Ireland and loads more as well. So, Dave and Fiona, initially, you've got 3 lives each, and you're going to take it in turns to try and complete the top 10 list. You will get a point for each correct answer, and you will lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. Now, every week, bar one week, we've needed your help listening as well, okay, to complete the top 10 list when Dave and Fiona run out of ideas. So that's when we'll throw it out to you on 087-711-103 and you will get an IMC Cinema Pass for each gap that you fill in.
I don't know why I love this game so much, but I was genuinely about to call in sick to work this morning and then didn't because this game.
It's the power of the TTT. It
Triple
heals
T,
you.
Baby.
Guys, here we go. This week we are throwing it back quite a bit.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Can you please tell me the first 10 winners of the X Factor UK.
I knew this was coming.
There you go.
I knew this was coming.
Now, what's difficult, I would think I would find immediately about this.
Yeah.
Is bear in mind, sometimes the most successful artists that come out of X Factor did not win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is difficult, no doubt about it.
I should have called in sick. The first 10. Can you tell us how many there's been?
In total?
Yeah.
15, is it? 15 in total.
Oh, there's only been 15. Okay.
Which means, when did it stop? Is it still going?
No, it must have stopped because it started. When would it start?
I'll tell you this. It started in 2004.
Right.
Okay, so
yeah.
This is a long time ago.
I can't remember the first guy's name. There's no way I remember first guy's name.
Mm.
So I'm going to just get my bases here.
Yeah.
We'll start with Leona Lewis.
Leona Lewis, Dave, won the X Factor in 2006. She's at number 3. Beautiful, well done. Fiona.
Incredible. I'm going to go with Shane Ward.
Shane Ward, Fiona, fantastic. 2005 at number 2. I'm not here to say I'm sorry. I'm not here to lie to you. Doing really well so far. Dave?
Let's go with Joe McKeldry.
Joe McKeldry is at number 6. The X Factor in 2009, and that's the year that Ollie Murs came second.
Okay, very good. 2004. Okay, Alexandra Brick.
Yeah, she was my next.
Well done. Alexandra Burke won the X Factor in 2008, and the runners up that year were JLS.
What was the number of Alexandra Burke?
Alexandra Burke, excuse me, number 5.
Very good. Okay. Oh, God.
So hold on, go through the list.
So at the moment, you're missing number 1. 2, you've identified Shane Ward. 3, Leona Lewis. 4, blank. 5, Alexandra Burke. 6, Joe McKeldry. And 7, 8, 9, and 10 are still missing.
This sucks because, like, I'm already running out of people. Matt Cardle.
Oh, yeah.
Well done. When we collide, we come together. Jack Hartle's at number 7. He won the X Factor in 2010, and this was peak X Factor. That was the year of One Direction, Tesco Mary, Wagner, Cher Lloyd. They were all in that season.
And that's the year that Harry Styles whispered to Matt Cardle, think of the...
Mm-hmm, you're going to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out. So he is number 7. Matt Cardle. Okay, I'm going to go... Leon Jackson.
Oh, yes. He's got to be...
Well done! There can be
miracles. Yes, there can, Leon. When
Leon Jackson won the X Factor in 2007. He's at number 4.
Very
You're
good.
Doing so well. We're only
we
missing number
right.
1, 8, 9 and 10.
Let's go with Little Mix.
Smashing it, Dave. So it's not hard to fall when you flow like a cannonball. There they are. They're at number 8. They won the X Factor in 2011. Can we do a top 10 Tuesday without needing help from anybody else? Fiona, come on, girl.
I think I'm out after Little Mix. I definitely wasn't watching it after that, and I cannot remember the first guy. Go on.
You do.
Sam Bailey.
Yes! Like a
skyscraper. Oh my God.
Well done. Dave,
unbelievable.
Sam Bailey is at number 10. She won in 2013. Let's go through the list. Number 1 is blank. I think that's going to be the toughest. Number 2, Shane Ward. 3, Leona Lewis. 4, Leon Jackson. 5, Alexander Burke. 6, Joe McKeldry. 7, Matt Cardle. 8, Little Mix. Who's at number 9? And number 10 is Sam Bailey.
I have my last guess.
Oh, go on.
What's killing me about number 9, Dave, is you love this person.
Oh, that was not my guess.
All right, sorry. I think you do. I don't want to throw you. Go with what you were going with.
No.
I think we've had debates about this person before.
I thought it was a group.
Or act.
No, I've no idea. I was going to say Raksu.
Raksu?
They won it at some point. Remember Miles was in, he was in the jungle or something, I think.
Raksu is number 14.
Number 14. Okay, God, I'm well off.
All right, Fiona, do you want to?
I'm out.
Listen, we're over to you listening then. You did really, really well.
8 out of 10.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Great.
Going. We're throwing it way back this morning. We're looking for the first 10 winners of the X Factor UK. We are looking for number 1, as in the first ever winner in 2004, if you can help us out with that. And we're looking for number 9. I will tell you this person won in 2012. Can you help us out this morning? We need help in identifying number 9 and number 1. Leanne, how are you?
Well, Leanne, come on, please. Help us. Help us here. Leanne, who's on that list?
I know. James Arthur.
James Arthur!
Yes.
And I know, Dave, I don't think you like him as a person, but I think you kind of like his music.
Yeah, I think he has some all right tunes.
Can you complete the list, Leanne? Well done. We're looking for number 1, the first ever winner of X Factor.
Steve Brookstein.
No way. Did you Google that?
No, I swear.
Is it right? No.
Stop.
Steve Brookstein.
Oh, that's quite the throwback. I would know him from Adam.
I thought his name would ring a bell. I thought it was like Anthony or something.
It must have been like the time when, you know, it was starting to really, you know, sometimes the first season's funny and then people go, that was actually really good.
Yeah.
Next season, we're all kind of watching. But Leanne, you're off the cinema on us. Thank you so much. Fair play.
Congrats, Leanne.
Thanks a million, Leanne.
Thank you.
Bye. Do you know what? I'm looking at these X Factor winners. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking... and going, oh, do you remember what they sang when they won X Factor? And I'm thinking, if only someone would rank them from five to one
of
the best X Factor songs.
Now we're interested.
Or you know what you could do? I wonder who they duetted with.
Yeah. No. And how they introed them to the stage. My hero, Beyonce.
Dave ranks Friday, 10 past 8. I think we know what's coming up this week.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey,
good morning. What's going on? I was telling you the other day that my dad wanted to get a new television for his sitting room because he wanted to watch The Crown, where you know when the scenes are quite dark. Where he wanted to watch those scenes again but as they were intended. Really, right. Really dark.
It's so funny. It is such a funny
it's
reason.
Peak,
for
like,
to get
it's peak,
like.
I'm peak, I'm about to retire, dad.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, do you not have settings on the telly or anything? Like, that you can just make it.
Well,
dark.
I think sometimes your dad would... is a bit like you in the sense that, am I right in saying, I'm a little bit of a tech nerd?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like,
tech
that's kind of his thing.
Well, he's not really. He just likes the best stuff. Do you know what I mean? So, like, when he wants this TV, it's like, no, that darkness isn't
okay, so
dark enough.
Not a tech nerd, just a nerd.
Yeah. Pretty
so
much.
Funny.
So, anyway, I was like trying to get him to give us his old TV,
yeah,
which is basically brand new, by the way. And so I was like, you should definitely get that new TV. And he's like, you think, yeah? And I was like, yeah, go get the OLED. You deserve it. You've lived a tough life. And he was like, yeah, I will. And do you want this sort of TV? And he was like, I'll do you a good deal. I was like, haha, yeah, cool. And so then anyway, I told him the housemates are very excited about the prospect of a new television,
mm-hmm.
So of his old television.
Yeah.
So he went and he bought the new one for himself, and he's going to gift me the other one.
Amazing, no charge.
Not gift.
Ah, how much?
I said, how much? And he said, thought you offered 300. And I was like, yeah, but I thought you were like being doing that thing where it's like, haha, you're my son, I love you. I'm just joking. I would never actually charge you for money. But he managed to get the TV for like. See, this is Don all over. He loves a good deal.
Yeah,
we managed to get like 10% off the telly. So I'm like, technically, I shouldn't have to pay the same amount.
If you got a good deal,
if you got 10% off,
exactly.
Yeah.
So he's like, grand, fine, 250.
Are you serious?
Now listen, it is a 55-inch smart TV.
Oh, he'd buy and sell you, Don.
Wouldn't he?
Sorry, there was some new tellies in Harvey Norman for less than that.
I was actually thinking, do you know what? Just to leave him with two televisions.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, I actually don't need it anymore. I actually don't need it anymore. Yeah.
Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
And it's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and less than an hour to go until the kickoff this morning's Naughty Threesome with Michaela. Three naughty tracks back to back, and again later on at 3 o'clock as well with Steve K.
Very nice. And speaking of the naughties, and speaking of nostalgia, there is something that Martha Stewart has said has come back into fashion.
All right.
And if Martha Stewart says it, that makes it so. Going to prison is back in a cool, fun way. We're all saying it. But also, what is also back is TVs in your kitchen.
All
so
right.
Now in the 90s, there'd be the real, like, crappy, big box grey TV that was the largest vessel with the tiniest screen.
Yeah.
And it would be covered in dust and splashes of spag ball that
it'd
never
be up
got
there,
cleaned.
Like on the, I don't know, somewhere in the workspace, but like almost you're almost cocking the head up at it. So it's
yes,
always, or it's on one of those random stands and it kind of overlooks the kitchen table.
Oh yeah,
we never had one, but I had friends who have, and I always thought their houses were so cool because I just tell you,
this is mental because the TV in my house, I had quite a strict parents, right? So my TV was not really a thing in our house.
Oh really?
Until like after school on a Friday. Like
right,
after
okay.
all your homework was done and all that kind of stuff. That's the only time. So the thought, I remember we used to get minded by a childminder who had a TV in the kitchen. And the kids were just eating their breakfast, watching like Morning Ireland or whatever. I'd be like, what is this?
Yeah,
Disney
same. Yeah. Blew my mind.
Yeah. Two televisions in the house.
I know.
And
mad.
You can watch it in the morning while eating Cocoa Puffs.
You live the bloody life over here.
Tell you what, now I'm doing much better now.
No, I know. Where are they now? Where are those kids?
They're lawyers.
Yeah. We actually, because they were up to current affairs, Morning Ireland. Exactly. We actually never had one as well, but I remember my auntie married a farmer who is now my uncle, and he had one in a telly in the kitchen, and it'd be real, like, there's no remote control for it.
It
has
was
two
never
channels.
Yeah. What's on
and
is on.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just in the corner, and the Angelus is there forever.
It had like RT1 and TG Cahir. They were always the two channels. It
exactly.
was never like the big telly in the kitchen.
You had TV3.
No, you wouldn't dream of paying for Sky on that telly.
Absolutely
no.
not. Would you go, hey, what's it for? And it'd be kind of like, say that maybe if there was a TV in the kitchen, it'd be like the mom always gets to watch Curry in the living room, and maybe the child can like plug their PlayStation into the telly in the kitchen.
Yeah,
could
yeah.
be the vibe for some people. But obviously we're nostalgic for a lot of stuff in the 90s because the current age is just so upsetting. It's like, let's just look backwards so that we don't have to think about anything.
I'm laughing at how true that is.
It really
we
is.
We can't have tellies everywhere though now, with iPads and stuff like that. Like,
so
we,
true.
I mean, just bring the round portable.
That's actually going to come up here. And they've said that the reason that the kitchen tellies are coming back is because open plan is over. open plan living. Dermot Bannon found rotting. He'd be absolutely raging.
What's open plan living?
Like, do you know when it's like the kitchen goes into the living room and there's no like wall between and everything? Yeah.
I grew up in an open plan house. Tough going. Very hard to get a bit of privacy.
Very hard to keep it heated as well.
Well, that too. And also, I remember as a teenager, it drove me a bit mad. You've nowhere to kind of go. You can't have a phone call.
Would you have an open plan upstairs?
It was all open plan downstairs, so the whole thing was just open. Like, imagine a big long shed.
Yeah.
Right? And then when you up the top of the stairs, all the landing, there was no divide anywhere.
Exactly. You're trying to watch the telly. Your mom is, for some reason, organising the pots and pans at 8 p.m. Yes. on a Wednesday. Exact time you should do that activity. So I think that's a bit of a recession indicator. We can't heat these big open plan things anymore. So walls are back in fashion.
Good.
Building walls. Not the one that you're thinking of. The ones that are in the living room.
Fiona's always mad for building walls.
I've always been saying. Some other things that I don't think should come back, and they already unfortunately are, but I don't think we should buy into them.
Go on.
Calorie counting, calorie deficit. They were all the rage when I was growing up.
I feel like they've always been a rage.
They were for a while.
No, I know, they're back. And that's what I mean.
I don't think they've ever gone anywhere.
They were like I think in the last 10 years, it was like, no, love yourself, it's slay, like eat full fat, whatever. And now it's like zero fat yogurt and calorie deficit and get extra protein and put eggs into your
protein
eyes.
Has gone mad.
Yeah. And I think that is all a bit crazy. Now, these have been back a while, and I feel like if you wore these to school and your posture is permanently damaged, you're not ready. Ballet flats, dolly shoes.
Oh, I'm not a fan.
No one likes to be that close to the ground. It's just not healthy. These came back a lot over the summer. You know those disc belts that were really big in the 2000s?
My one had to be surgically removed me after years, because all I did ever, like not literally, obviously, but like my teenage years was just me in a white t-shirt with a belt around it. That's how I lived my life.
The long t-shirt that goes down over the pedal pushers.
Yes.
And of course the belt.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next point. The dresses over the jeans. Now this is a real big thing in like the last, like just coming into autumn winter. And I would just like to say we're not Ashley Tisdale on a 2004 red carpet.
Yes, yes.
And finally all the TV and movie reboots. I just think let's have an original thought. Naked Gun, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Lilo and Stitch, Jurassic World. Like that's only a few of the ones that have been released this year.
Yeah, fair. Good point.
So leave the telly.
Breaking news. Boomer complains.
In my day.
I really want, I just can't stop thinking about like my old neighbour's telly in her kitchen.
Yeah, I want one now too.
Throwback. Yeah. Disco lines now, tin of shade.
Good morning. In China, some public toilets have started using a system where you can't get toilet paper unless you watch an ad.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is very Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Or you could pay a small fee to get some more toilet roll and so you don't have to watch the ad.
Sorry, that's absolutely shocking. You're trying to take a poop and you have to watch an ad to wipe
your bum. People are going around with shitey arses because they don't want to watch an ad.
Now, listen, the idea basically is you scan a QR code on the dispenser, you watch the ad on your phone, and
you shouldn't be watching.
The machine releases a little bit of paper and it's supposed to like protect the environment.
Aren't you number one not meant to use your phone on a toilet? Like that's
meant to be rotten. Yeah.
What?
Sick.
Because like,
I know
you're,
people
are meant to do.
Yeah, I know, but
it's like poo particles and it's just not very nice in there.
Right, okay. Well,
what about though? Do they have the bidets? Because then that's fine. That washes it all out for you.
You strike me as a person who has a bidet.
Has a bidet in my home in Crumlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. I've never used a bidet in my life, but I'm curious.
I'm not buying the house without a bidet.
You better find me a bidet.
I'm not an animal.
In the Dublin 12 area.
I've had a bidet in my house growing up. It was so funny.
Really?
Yeah, it was gas. Like, but the only time I ever used
it was a gas bidet.
We used to sit, like, it was just so cold the wintertime. You sit in the toilet with, like, the seat down or whatever, and I just fill it up with hot water and just put my feet in there. That's what I used to do with my bidet.
Okay. So, interesting.
In China,
you'll put your feet in anywhere.
If you don't want to watch the ad, you can pay the equivalent of 0.6 of a cent.
Oh, right.
It's not a lot.
Grand.
But it just makes me think China must be really, really poor. It's 0.6 of a
cent.
You
must be hard up for the 6 cent, love.
So, officials say it's meant to cut down the waste and stop people from taking more than they need. But the move has obviously caused a lot of backlash because people have pointed out that it could leave people stuck if their phone is dead or if they don't have internet or if they don't have small change or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, well, good luck.
Can you tap?
I'd imagine so, but not if your phone's dead.
This will be the next thing now. People will just start carrying around their own toilet paper.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, me too.
like electric picnic, just put in society.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Always in the pocket.
Basically, other people said it raises serious questions about dignity, hygiene, and growing trend of adverts creeping into even the most basic parts of the daily life. There was literally a Black Mirror episode about this.
Yeah.
Where your man just like had to do, in order to do anything, he had to watch ads. To get any money or whatever. It was crazy. This is my favourite line in any story I've ever brought to this show. This isn't the first time China has tried unusual methods to ration toilet paper.
Oh, no way!
Back in 2017, a park in Beijing installed dispensers with facial recognition that gave a fixed amount of paper and wouldn't dispense more for 9 minutes to the same person.
What?
Janie Macaroni.
That is mental.
This better be some good ply stuff.
Yeah.
That they're dispensing out.
I would want a towel.
Yeah, you know honestly.
So I had to think what other things I would happily watch an ad for.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Money off in the pub if you watch this ad.
Ah, yeah, Grant.
Fair enough.
Very good, yeah. Right? Skip the queue for the bathroom if you watch this ad. Nothing worse than going to the bathroom and, you know, on a night out.
If you're in a concert or something and it's big. Yeah.
Faster Wi-Fi for 30 minutes in my own home. Even though I pay for good Wi-Fi, yeah. I never seem to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, watch this ad and we'll like boost your house.
Grant. Yeah.
Fall asleep faster if you watch this ad.
Oh, I'd love that.
A 5 more minutes in bed if you watch this ad.
Oh, definitely. 100%. You'd That's be watching crazy, them. Man. I actually can't believe they're doing that. That's mad. It is so Black Mirror. I watched
China.
One episode of Black Mirror and I was like, I can never ever watch it again. It just messes with my head way too much.
Smart people.
It does
smart
people.
Recharged.
Alex Warren, Eternity on Spin. He has just been announced to play the Three Arena on the 6th of May.
I swear he was just here.
He was in Ivy Gardens.
He did Ivy Gardens.
Yeah.
Go away.
In Dublin today, we're going to get highs of 13 degrees.
Oh.
In Fortaventura today, we will have highs of 25 degrees.
Oh, for God's sake.
I was chatting to someone last night at the Dermot Kennedy gig who was heading to the airport this morning going to Fortaventura.
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
One of the girls.
You shouldn't be allowed to talk to the people.
Basically, that's where we want to send you. You could be living it up in 25 degrees in the middle of autumn. Oh, wait,
I went to like Tenerife in October, which is kind of when, if you win this, you might go in October.
Yeah.
And we went up to the north of the island, right? And it was really, really cold.
No, you got to go south.
So we went to the south of the island and it was wonderful.
Geography, man. Mad.
But like, it's so small. It's like, in the grand scheme of things, you're like, how is it that different?
Yeah, true, actually.
So yeah, if you're going to Fuerteventura, which you will be if you win this, go to the south of the island if you can.
Well, go to Pierre and Bakensea's village.
No, go to the south. If that's in the north, you pay your own way to go to the south.
We would love you to win this holiday this morning. If you want to register to play, 087 711 103, just with the word golden. And this holiday is all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
I'm going to look at the map now. It's going to be like, it's going to be the most northerly point.
And book your own flight as well. Make sure you get the extra leg room.
Golden, WhatsApp now if you want to win a holiday before 10. Again, our number is 087 711 1038.
If you win this trip to Fuerteventura, you get yourself a flight to Tenerife. Right.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Ticket. Hey,
yeah. 25 degrees in Fuerteventura this morning. 25 degrees, I repeat. Fiona Frawley had a hot water bottle made for her last night. That is where we're at.
I had two blankets on the bed.
I did, yeah.
And started my car 10 minutes before I left.
I don't know what's wrong with you. I set my hair wet last night and I was grand.
No, you're mad.
Yeah. You're going to be sick.
You changed the heavy tog duvet.
I changed the heavy tog duvet.
It's serious stuff out here. Heavy duty.
Still in the bikinis in Fuerteventura, though, and we want to get you there, all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. George is on to give this lash this morning. What are you up to?
I am on my way to Bray to collect my dad to bring him into a hospital appointment.
Well, that's very nice. Good. That's very nice of you, Georgia. And when was the last time you were away on holidays?
I'm not going to lie, I just got back yesterday.
That's who we love entering this.
Did you think for even 1 minute that we'd be like, oh, well, see you later, then you don't need this. But no, we're like, fair play to you. Let's get another one into it.
Because we like a girl who treats herself, Georgia. And now you're back and looking after your dad straight away. So I say you deserve another holiday after that.
Absolutely, Georgia. Where did you go? Where are you back from?
I went to Greece with my boyfriend. His friend got married.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, so you were there for a wedding.
It doesn't count.
You went for a wedding, so it wasn't like a full holiday, but it was somewhat of a holiday.
Very good, Georgia. All right, well, let's see if we can get you off to Fortyven Shore. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, all right. New listener to the game. Okay, basically, Georgia, some songs are going to play. You need to guess them. If you do all that, you'll win that Golden Ticket to Fortyven Shore. Basically, 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and five songs and arches are going to play. Now, some rules that favour you, Georgia, are if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist, which makes it quite easy. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct, but if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once, because that would be unfair if you could do them all of them. And you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Georgia, you just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. You're still there? All makes sense? You haven't hung up?
No, I'm still here. Haven't hung up. I'm so bad at songs, but let's do this.
Oh, amazing. This is the game for you. The game for you.
Come on, Georgia. We'll give it a go.
We will help you out where we can. Our clues famously aren't the best, but listen, we try. We try is all we can do. 25 seconds on the clock, Georgia. Where are you from?
I'm from Bray, County Wicklow.
Georgia in Bray. The best luck. Here we go. Song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You know it.
Oh, that's Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. What's the song?
The Coffee.
She just said it.
God. Golly.
Do you know what? Say swap. Say swap.
Swap.
Yeah, let's swap it out.
All right, that was Sabrina Carpenter. The song is Espresso.
Yes, Espresso,
no,
Georgia.
Yes, but no worries, Georgia. We have reset that clock back to 25 seconds and there is a new song one playing for you now very shortly.
It's like a brand new game, Georgia. It's like that never happened. So you all right?
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
brilliant.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a deep breath in. You're going to take it easy because you know this song, all right? I will tell you that the title of the song is the very first word the singer says. Are you ready for song one?
Yes.
Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Golden,
golden, golden. Song is Golden.
Who sings it?
One Direction, guys.
With Harry Styles?
Yes, at the club.
You got there, Harry Styles and Golden.
Well done, Georgia.
Awesome.
Okay, you killed it. You've
I'm
got
so bad.
No, you're all right now.
No, you're fine.
You've got 12 seconds left for four songs, so that is about 3 seconds per song. So you'd want to speed it up a little bit.
Yeah, Georgia stopped off for a coffee there for that one, I think.
At the drive-thru. Oh, yeah, it's Harry Styles. So yeah, just as quick as you can for the next four songs, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Let's go for song two, Georgia. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
That's the name of it.
I've no idea what that one is.
Oh, no.
Singer with red hair. Famous guy. 2, 1.
What?
No.
Georgia, I think you're going to kick yourself when you hear the artist.
Yes, it's Ed Sheeran and his song Azizam.
Yeah, Azizam.
Oh my God, no way.
Do you know what? You're right about something. This game is not for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But sure, we all love a trier.
Absolutely do. Georgia, we're so sorry. But listen, thank you for listening and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too.
Cheers. Bye, Georgia.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Mel.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, so just looking at the sheet here for tomorrow. We know for a while now that song one has been locked in as Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso.
It doesn't seem to help.
No.
Sometimes it does. And sometimes it really doesn't.
I tell you what, you listening right now, register to play now and we'll pick you because you'll know what song won.
Yeah. But here's Sabrina another Carpenter one just to add to this. But let's just keep Ed Sheeran and Azizam a song too. Okay?
Okay.
So that's easy. He says Azizam, you say Ed Sheeran, Azizam. So we're literally dumbing this down.
We couldn't dumb it down anymore.
Song game.
My mate just texted me. He said, these people suck at this game. Why are you calling in if you don't know the game? Listen to the goddamn show.
I know.
Listen to that, right?
God
loves
the
trier.
She's been on holidays. Yeah. Get in touch to play tomorrow. In the meantime, Jazzy, Closer to the Floor at Spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome in. It's the part of the show that everyone looks forward to where I get to talk about whatever I want. Emma referenced it there earlier. I did indeed have a hot water bottle in bed last night, first of the season.
Oh, very nice.
Dwayne had to retrieve it from under the bed. It was covered in dust.
So you were in the bed.
Yeah.
You didn't get it.
See, I have a thing. I really need to pee if I move at night. So I'm once so I get in, well, once I get into bed, I'm like, or like, say after I've done my wee wees, and Dwayne starts trying to like tell me a story, and I'm like, tell it to me in bed because I can't. I need to get up there now.
No,
or else
I'm
I'll
the same.
Man.
I'm the exact same. Like, what age are we?
No, it's so
as soon
bad.
As I move, it's like, well, in fairness, David, you had water at 2 p.m.
Yeah, it's been going
and
years
it's now at half
me.
11. Mm-hmm. At night.
So that's why I couldn't do the hot water bomb myself. And thank God, my love and my heart, Dwayne, went down and did it. And it's an interesting one to know, like, where to put it and how to maneuver, because it's, you know, one of those long, skinny hot water bottles.
Oh, it is. It's like a meter long or
yeah,
whatever.
It's yeah, it's like yeah. a big snake or whatever.
Emma bought me one of them before.
I did.
I gave it to
like
my granny.
It? Oh, it's good. It's good for a granny, and a granny is
granny
me.
Loves it.
And I've always wondered, like, what way do I cuddle this? Do I like put it all the way down my body?
You, sorry, in the weirdest, in the least weird
down
way.
The pants,
in between,
the
in between your legs. Yeah,
in between your. See,
if
I
you're
sleep,
sleeping in the fetal position, it's kind of nice there between your legs.
See, I
you know?
Sleep with a cushion in between my legs as well.
Yeah, I sleep with the blanket. In
yeah,
God,
anyway,
they're honestly such grannies.
No, we really are. But what I went for in the end was just laying it horizontally at the very bottom of the bed, and then your tootsies are warm, and the heat travels right up. So if anyone has one of those long skinnies, that's what I'm recommending.
Right? Okay. Very
if
good.
That's not how you do it already.
As we embrace into the that you must be one of the first to bring out the hot water bottle. Now it must be said.
I wonder, but I regret nothing.
It'll be back up tonight, says
oh,
you.
Will.